This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Russia must assess carefully as to how its actions are in the best interest of the Russian people and of the world more broadly. Continuing on their current trajectory is likely to lead to greater isolation on their part, a situation which is not in anyone's interest.
More thinning of the herd. Rex Tillerson out, Mike Pompeo in at State. So the Secretary of State was dumped through the miracle of Twitter after returning from a trip from Africa. He was pretty much out of the loop on North Korea talks, and he contradicted specifically what the White House was saying, what the White House position was on Russia. So you can bet that that probably had something to do with it. But, wow, fired by Twitter. Joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, wow, this is another big bombshell. So flush it out for us. Rex Tillerson, rather, and what happened?
You know, that's a good question. According to the official White House line that we were all given from a senior administration official this morning, this was a decision basically to get the president's new national security team in line ahead of the Kim Jong-un meeting, as well as a series of trade negotiations that are coming up. But then not long after that, we got some words from the president himself who said that basically this was something that had been a long time coming, saying that he had been at odds with Tillerson for quite some time, and frankly just saying that it was basically time to move on. So a little bit of a disconnect on that front, but the details as it emerged throughout the day were just pretty striking. We know that he fired Tillerson via a tweet. You know, Tillerson today addressed reporters and didn't do much to dissuade that, saying that he had not spoken to the president until sometime in the afternoon, which was several hours after the initial tweet was posted. And that just raised some, you know, other serious questions over the, you know, I guess, conduct that went on behind the scenes behind this and why, you know, he went out of his way to have this be just sort of a dehumanizing dismissal.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you're right. And there was a really interesting reaction from, I think, those on the Hill, too, as to his ouster. A lot of the Republicans think it's just par for the course, and it's kind of what they're calling the new normal, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, something that shouldn't have been as shocking as it was, although anytime you have the Secretary of State dismissed, that's always going to, you know, be major news. But this is a president who has been going through, you know, personnel at a pretty, pretty frequent rate. We've had a high level of turnover. You know, in recent weeks, we had Hope Hicks leaving. We had Rob Porter leaving. We have Gary Cohn eyeing the exit. And this is just the latest high-level name in the administration to, you know, either decide to quit or to be shown the exit. In this case, you know, certainly being shown the exit. So this has pretty much become per the course for the Trump administration, but has certainly raised, you know, some concerns over whether or not this is a White House in chaos or if there's something else going on or if this is all part of some master plan. But it's not necessarily putting forward, you know, any signs of stability.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, so he was out of the loop on, you know, everything North Korea. What's going on with North Korea? We certainly heard from the White House the other day that it's pretty apparent it's going to happen, because if you listen to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, boom, they got the procedures in place. They're ready to roll. He's going to North Korea. So is this a done deal?
Yeah, you know, and still we don't know exactly where the location is going to be. We don't have the final time. There's there's a lot of details that still need to be worked out, but the crux of the matter is that the, you know, White House and the president in particular has accepted the invitation. He is planning on moving forward. The White House is trying to say that, you know, they're going to be keeping an eye on North Korea and trying to ensure that, you know, they stand by what they told the South Korean delegation in terms of halting nuclear tests, in terms of, you know, trying to pursue some level of denuclearization. So this seems like all systems go, although there are still some pretty big questions over how exactly this is going to look on the world stage and, you know, basically how this is going to be taking place logistically. And, you know, we're still waiting on those answers, and so far we haven't gotten anything with, you know, anything that's left anybody satisfied.
All right, so the president was in L.A. today, and I understand in Beverly Hills, of all places, right near Tampa Bay Bucks owner's house, Edward Glazer, that there were hundreds of people that held a rally to oppose President Trump, and of course, you know, the whole thing with the wall and immigration, and there were a lot of those kinds of groups. What were they saying back in D.C. about this?
You know, this sort of took a back seat, but you know, the main reason why he was going down to California was to view prototypes for the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And, you know, Trump took some pretty heavy swings at California. You know, he said that Jerry Brown was a nice guy who has done a terrible job running the state of California, lashed in over taxes, lashed in over immigration policies, saying that it is the best friend to criminals. And basically just going on a tirade against the Golden State. So I guess it kind of highlighted maybe why he hasn't gone there previously. You know, obviously besides the fundraisers that he's going to, he's not necessarily going to be having a great reception. So, you know, no surprise that there wasn't a big rally planned or anything like that. But, you know, this was a message he brought. And for his part, you know, Jerry Brown has tried to say that this is a state that, you know, respects immigrants, welcomes diversity and whatnot, and that is basically in his view and what he's projected, why California has been so successful. And he also got in a dig noting that California remains within the top 10 economies of the world. So, you know, just a pretty interesting trip. And, you know, tomorrow he's going to be going to St. Louis, so not much him at the White House for the next day or so.
And it's probably good because of the whole Tillerson thing. So, again, nobody so much in his face except for on the road with the battery of questions. So thanks so much as always, Justin Duckham. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Big news, politically speaking, the DCCC, DCCC declaring victory, so the Dems, in other words, in that Pennsylvania special election. But it is really being reported that it's neck and neck. We're talking about 847 votes. So will the Democrat, Connor Lamb, win this election or not, this special election for Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district? There's a lot of absentee votes, apparently, that have to be counted. That's what the Republicans are saying. But will it make up the gap? Everybody right now, once again, as of this moment, saying it's too close to call, except for the Democrats who are saying that he's won it. Coming up next, the other joins me. We'll talk about physicist Stephen Hawking dying. Also, a pet on a United Airlines flight dies, and there's nothing but questions surrounding that. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Welcome to the other, boy, that sound of the slot machine going off. I'm going to have to get lucky because I think you and I are going to have to take that extreme trip to Vegas after you broke the patio furniture today.
I won again.
Yeah, you won again. So here's the deal. I don't know, folks. How long does your furniture last inside your house and outside your house? Send me something on that at AmericaTonightRadio.com. How long is furniture supposed to last? So I have a friend, Jill, coming in from New York, and we have to get the house ready. Paul was out back, and he was putting a new rug underneath the patio furniture, and he came running in, and he said, I think it's not going to work. And tell everybody what happened.
There was a metal sleeve on the inside of one of the end caps that was on the bottom of one of the legs, and it had rusted, and the outside was held together by a wicker, and so it had just gotten worn down by the elements and rusted out, and it just broke off because the metal sleeve was rusted out.
So have you saved up a lot of money for furniture so we can go patio furniture shopping?
I've been anticipating this day when our furniture would break, so I've saved up quite a bit.
I bet. And of course, we have Mahalo, who you hear, Kate's Kibble, fabulous food that we've got, right? We're going to have to sell a whole bunch of that because he is destroying the inside furniture because he sits on the furniture. We let him sit on the furniture. Who started that?
Well, I have to tell you, now that I'm here, it really help if you would not get up every morning and start jumping on the couch like Tom Cruise. I think our couch's longevity would be much, much, much better if you wouldn't do that.
I'm trying to be in shape, so if I have to get it, I just read in a magazine that you jump up and down off the couch, and it's great to stretch that way, and that's how you lose weight. Part of how you lose weight by exercising with what's already in your house.
And you lose the couch.
In the process. All right, speaking of losing something, sadly, the world has lost physicist Stephen Hawking. And, I mean, he was all about the universe and understanding the universe. When you think of Stephen Hawking, what do you think of, Pauly?
The last brilliant mind of the 20th century.
Yeah, but he had that terrible disease. What did he die from?
I have no idea. What does it say?
He had ALS.
Oh, okay. Lou Gehrig's disease, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which really he was around for a very long time. I mean, if you look at any of what the predictions were, and who knows what's going to happen anyway, let's be real, but because of that disease, I mean, he's considered to be by many the world's greatest living scientist. He was an astronomer, mathematician, author of a ton of books, including A Brief History of Time. That sold 10 million copies. And, you know, he was a guy who talked about a couple of different things. Along with Roger Penrose, Hawking pretty much merged Einstein's theory of relativity with quantum theory to suggest that space and time would begin with a big bang and end in black holes. Do you believe that?
I hope it doesn't end in a black hole. I want to be here for a little while longer.
Yeah, that's true. I do, too. I want to be here for a little while longer. All right, speaking of that, so very sad about Stephen Hawking, although he did leave us with some wonderful things, and I'm certain it'll be a huge ceremony for Stephen Hawking. So we move from that to the horrific news that I think a lot of people are reacting to. I always say, Pauly, that America Tonight is like a slice of what everybody's talking about across the country. Picture in your mind, if you will, the days of when you used to talk over the fence to your neighbor. And guys and girls did that, so men and women did that. But how about this crazy thing of the dog dying by the flight attendant forcing the family to put the dog they were traveling with in the overhead? We would never do that with Mahalo.
Wow, I've never heard of that. What was even more shocking is when I heard that, the news had also reported that 19 dogs last year died while being transported by United Airlines. So, and they said that was twice as high as the rate for other airlines. So, you know, it's not uncommon for dogs to just die whenever you travel with them sometimes, apparently.
Yeah, and this was a flight, so everybody knows the details, a United flight, like Paul said, that was going from Houston, Texas, to LaGuardia in New York, and the dog died on the flight after the flight attendant was adamant about the passenger storing the carrier with the pet inside in the overhead storage bin for the rest of the flight. So this black French bulldog barked from the bin at least 30 minutes into the flight, was found dead when the owner went to retrieve the dog once the plane landed. And then to add insult to injury, well, what are they going to do? They have to take the dead dog off the plane. And they've had a little kids. I just think it's atrocious. I do. I think it's atrocious. Because if you're not going to let the dog come in and you're going to have to shove the dog in the overhead bin, people should be well aware of that. And now I think, boy, United is going to have a hard time overcoming, I think, this bad publicity. What do you think?
Just the next chapter of bad airline news.
Yeah, and what happened was the flight attendant told the passenger that her bag was blocking part of the aisle. They say they couldn't see, it was already in the seat, blah, 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 all this other stuff, and just bad decision-making. I can't imagine that is anyone going to do that again. The crew, including the flight attendant, instructed the passenger to stow her dog, and then the distress was unbelievable. So, It's awful. According to the pet policy online, though, non-service dogs are permitted in the cabin with a service fee of $125. As long as the dog is in an approved hard-sided or soft-sided kennel, the kennel has to fit under the seat in front of the customer and remain there. And you said it. There have been a string of deaths. Remember the giant rabbit death? A bunch of other dogs, like you said, have died. I just really think this is brutal publicity about the dog, and I think they're gonna have a hard time. It's not that people aren't gonna fly the airline, but it's gonna make people think, especially dog lovers, about it, because just the way they went about it, especially when their ticket says, you know, something different than what they're saying, because if you can put the dog underneath the seat, then you can do it, right?
Right.
Right. How about this? My nieces and nephews were tweeting today about this. Thousands of students across the U.S. walking out of class to protest gun violence. This was something that was planned about for Wednesday. It's been 1 month since the shooting in Parkland, Florida. So they're saying that everyone in the whole United States, for 17 minutes to show solidarity for the 17 that were killed Valentine's Day at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And it's a nationwide kind of thing. And my nieces and nephews were actually going back and forth, or our nieces and nephews were going back and forth about that and saying that their whole school was going to do it back east in New Jersey. What do you think about that?
I think it's good that the students are finding out about civic responsibility.
I do, too. I think, you know, when I was in school, what was one of my favorite things that we actually had was we had social studies. We talked about civics all the time. We talked about local government. It was one of my favorite classes. Did you have that in your school?
Yes.
Did you get an A in it?
I always got A's.
I don't believe you. I don't think you always got A's. You didn't always get A's.
A's and B's.
You never got a D?
Maybe one time.
Wow, what'd you get a D in?
I don't remember. Algebra.
Can I tell everyone about your algebra saga? Yeah, why not? It's only 3 million people. You did pass algebra and got your college degree, finally. But how many times in your life have you taken algebra, do you think?
A couple.
A couple. Here's my theory. For some reason, you either get math or you don't. And then when you aren't good at math, I think the people around you, sometimes the adults, emphasize that you're not good at math. And then that becomes your thing. So instead of encouraging the mathematics and, you know, hey, you could do this or whatever, and I'm not saying every parent, but I think there is a kind of a separation, or there used to be. You either know math or you don't know math, and it gets planted in your mind that you're not good at math or you're good at it. What do you think?
I concur, doctor.
All right, so you got to say goodbye to everybody. That's it for your seg.
Goodbye, everybody. This is it for my seg.
Coming up next, more on what's happening in D.C. and Tillerson's firing here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up.
I received a call today from the President of the United States at a little after noontime from Air Force One. And I've also spoken to White House Chief of Staff Kelly to ensure we have clarity as to the days ahead.
All right, Rex Tillerson out as Secretary of State. Mike Pompeo is in. So there's a lot of conversation about what does it officially mean now with his exit, and what does that mean for the talks in North Korea? Well, what it means is they're still going to go on. I mean, that's what it means, right? So here's the thing. The president was not happy with what was going on. They were in opposite camps on North Korea. He certainly was out of the loop anyway, and he was on the outside. So you cannot be the Secretary of State and not be part of the inner circle, because then you're trying to interpret what's going to happen, and there's no way that you can do that. You can't do that. And one of the things that was on Twitter was that he engaged with North Korea despite the president's protest, meaning Rex Tillerson, that he was wasting his time trying to negotiate with the little rocket man. I mean, we remember all that stuff. So this is, you know, a whole different place that we're headed into, and the nominee, anyway, because really it's the nominee to replace Tillerson is CIA Director, as I keep saying, Mike Pompeo, who's got a very hardline stance on North Korea and Iran, but that certainly is closer to the philosophy of the president. They weren't on the same page with this, and we could clearly see that and knew that once everything with North Korea started to, you know, come up. So we're seeing a lot of heavy change in certainly in the diplomatic team as these negotiations with North Korea move into an interesting space. Let's put it this way. Tillerson was in Africa. I already mentioned this last week. And it was Pompeo who explained what was going on with North Korea on the Sunday Swirl. That's what I call the shows that are on the weekend where you have the political talking heads. So there you go. Let's jump to the phones because a lot of people apparently want to weigh in on something anyway. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Well,
hello.
I've got a little Irish joke for you.
Oh, good.
Audience. Okay. Pat was walking down the street on Delaney Street, and he happened to come across Mike, and Mike had a broken arm, black eyes, busted lip, no teeth. And he says, "Mikey boy, what happened to you?" He says, "I was going to our church to do my weekly confessional, though I've been very, very good. And I see the man all dressed in a monkey suit, and there's a wedding going on. I says, 'Who are you, Mikey?' He says, 'I'm the best man,' and by God, he was."
You know I'm always going to laugh. That was good. I liked it.
Well, you betcha. You betcha. Now, I'm sorry about Mr. Hawking biting the big one. We'll have to do some things about the program with the guy that's supposed to be Brainiac on TV with all the little crew that they got there. He was always having Stephen Hawking show up on the program. I think you knew what I mean. And
yes.
Also on Trump. Trump is in his element. He is doing what he wants to do. He's getting the people into place. And he's getting rid of anybody that will have loose lips and anybody that will not go along with his ideas of how he wants to be part of the administration and what he wants to have done there. And as for California, they're going to find out that there's going to be a whole lot of hurt come their way if they don't get their act together. Now, as far as Mike Pompeo, Pompeo is a perfect choice. The man graduated number one from West Point. He's a brainiac, and he's got the whole skinny on anything that they want to do. He was great at CIA, and he'll be great in this new position as well. And the lady that they picked to replace him is the first woman ever to be a CIA chief. And she is right on, pro-American, 100%. Guarantee you're going to see changes made, and the CIA is going to come back to being what it used to be. And as for the FBI, bad days are coming for you boys. And for Mr. Mueller, you are a fraud, sir. Absolute fraud. You should be indicted for your little involvement with the Hillary scam and with Uranium One, and eventually they will get you. That's all for me.
All right, Dan, I'm going to react to what you had to say. The Mueller thing, I think it's ridiculous how long this investigation has gone on. That's the deal with that. I mean, no matter what it is, this is crazy. Either there's something that you're thrown out there that you got that you can stick to the wall or you don't. And so, yeah, the clock keeps ticking, ticking, ticking on that. And certainly the president was done with Tillerson a long time ago. I mean, that's not a surprise. That's been coming. The ground has been shaking. There's been conversation about that. So that's not a shock in the sense that we didn't know that it would probably happen. But I guess the way it happened on Twitter was crazy because all of a sudden, poof, there it is. But that's how this administration rolls. And, you know, now they move forward with Pompeo. And to what Dan had to say about Pompeo, he definitely is on the same page with the press. There's no question I mentioned that. They have very similar points of view on world view, on what's going on with the world, with North Korea, etc. So that's not a shocker, I guess. And where that takes us and what happens with North Korea and this historic meeting with Kim Jong-un in May, Pompeo has called for a regime change in North Korea in the past, certainly. And as a congressman and the head of the CIA, he favored keeping the prison open at Guantanamo Bay. And in a couple of other areas, he would be right on par with what the president's philosophies are. So again, I'll say that if Dan is right about that, they line up, at least from what we no, anyway. Let's put it that way. Let's go to David, who's listening to us in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Oh, honey, Kate. Yeah, I was listening to the news from Pittsburgh, and apparently, I'm walking deep into a building. Do you hear me all right?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Good. Yeah, I was paying attention to the Pittsburgh results, and apparently it's a squeaker now, isn't it?
Yeah, they're saying 800 votes, basically, 847 votes separate the two. And they say it's just too close to call. The Democrats were trying to call it, but there's still some ballots, absentee ballots, et cetera, that are out there. So it's not officially called. It's that close.
Sure. Yeah, it's an amazing race. I think, what was it, a 20-point spread when Trump beat in that district by 20 points? So that'd be 60-40. And now it's a basic 50-50. So, yeah.
It's 50-50.
I personally believe in global warming. And if a congressman doesn't believe in it, you know, he's putting us all at risk. And if a congressman does, then he's basically smart enough to think that we should, you know, build levees, we should change architectural standards, we should be able to, allow farmers to do certain things that, the whole agricultural system is going to change with global warming. So whether we prevent starvation by planning ahead or whether we, stick our heads in the ground and allow millions of people to starve because the agricultural department doesn't believe in it. Or there are a lot of different things that are going to happen if the oceans rise 2 feet or 5 feet or 15 feet. Millions of people live at the shoreline. And so getting a congressman that believes in global warming versus one that is a total sucker to, you know, to the big polluters, that to me is a severe issue in this whole race.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's been discussed, but it's not the only thing that they're talking about. They're talking about all kinds of issues that affect that area, and, you know, both of them have a military background, so that's what's interesting. Neither one is, they're kind of canceling each other out in that department, and, private sector, international business, that kind of stuff. That's what they're saying with the Republican, of course. And that he goes along with that whole social conservative kind of slant. But, you know, here's the thing, it comes down to in that area of how close this is. As much as you mentioned the global warming thing, David, that's not the big burning, we got to fly, that's not the big burning issue that is really what's separating some of these people and who they're voting for. There's a definite difference in a couple of things, including abortion. Abortion has become an issue in this one because John Sacconi is somebody who is pretty animated when he emphasizes his opposition to abortion rights, but he certainly struggled to raise money and kind of stir that up for the Prez when he was running, you know, for the White House. And the fundraising deficits put him at a little bit of a disadvantage, but that is one of the things that he constantly talks about, that he declares himself personally opposed to abortion, despite, though they say, his support for its legality, that's his opponent, Lamb. He definitely declares himself opposed to it, but legally he supports it. So this is one of the areas where they disagree, and this has come up every place where they've gone to campaign. We'll see where it ends up, but it's very, very close. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time,
let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. You, and those two people in the back and those three on the side. Thanks for all the mail that you bombard me with. I say this all the time, but I want you to really kind of breathe in the visual, because you wouldn't be able to breathe, because you would be covered in mail just like I am. It is virtual, thank goodness. Otherwise, I would not be here because I would drown in all the mail. But I love that. I love that people are so passionate that if they can't call or they're listening to me at other times, they're involved in the show. So you want to make sure you get your thoughts out there. And plenty of you did that. So, my friends, without wasting any more time, let's do what the man said and let's dive Live in the America Tonight mailbag. Here's our first one. This one is from Joey, and Joey says, "Yo, Kate Delaney, I started listening to the show maybe 6 months ago. A buddy of mine in New Jersey listens to you on WVNJ. He mentioned that he thought he remembered you from New York doing sports. It got me interested. I started to pay attention, and I got to tell you, keep fighting the good fight and give these boys a run for their money because you are so easy to listen to. I love that you just don't hammer people down to the ground. Sometimes I think it's ridiculous and we keep hearing the same thing over and over and over again. So here's my dealio for you. Did you happen to see what the East Coast looks like? It is not a good sight. Parts of the East Coast pummeled again by a nor'easter, but New York and that New Jersey area where I'm from, we did not get that kind of snow that you were seeing in New England. I don't know how those people do it, because it looked like you couldn't see anything in front of your face. Travel had to be awful in some of those areas. And I would think, because I know I'm tired of winter, I would think that a lot of people would prefer to see winter go away and come back some other day, like next year. Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I say this all the time. Summer, it's hot. Everybody complains about how hot it is. Winter, they complain about the snow or how cold it is, depending on where you live. Look, we all know this. We all know what we're dealing with. But the bottom line is when you're in the middle of it, it's not so fun, right? When you're freezing and you've got snow up to your eyeballs and you're constantly digging out. The digging out is the hard part. It's one thing to deal with cold and some snow, but when you're constantly digging out and these nor'easters in a row, that's the killer. And they're saying there's going to be another one next week, in the beginning of next week. So New York kind of dodged it, really kind of dodged it. But they didn't dodge it in New England. In the New England states, they got the full brunt of the storm. So no fun, because when you're in the elements, you know, if you can stay home, you might get cabin fever, but you're home, you got food, you got whatever. But if you have to be out in the middle of it, boo, that's no fun. So, yeah, I'm going to agree with you. All right, let's go to this one from Hal. And Hal says, "Kate, Stephen Hawking's dead. I just saw it, ran to write you this email. I was going to call, but I got a busy signal." So Stephen Hawking's, what do you think his place is in history? Oh, I think he's going to have a prime spot in history. Look, he had Lou Gehrig's disease. It's usually fatal within a few years. He was diagnosed in the early 60s when he was 21. He was supposed to only live a few years. He lived until he was 76, he just died. And he was a brilliant mathematician. I mentioned the fact that his book, The History, A Brief History of Time, sold more than... ...life as possible and not think about his condition or regret things. There was even that great movie made about him. He used a speech synthesizer that allowed him to speak in a computerized voice with an American accent. There used to be jokes about that. But he was wheelchair bound and paralyzed. He can only actually move a few fingers on one hand and was completely dependent on others or technology for everything that he did. And he still was able to, you know, to do it, which is just, wow. He was married twice. He and his first wife, Jane Wilde, they wed when he was a graduate student. They were together for 30 years and divorced in 1995. Then he was married to 11 years to Elaine, former nurses. So, you know, it was going to be difficult enough to avoid disaster on planet Earth in the next 100 years, let alone 1,000 or million. He said the human race shouldn't have all its eggs in one basket or one planet. So there are a lot of things that he will be remembered for, a lot of things. He had 12 honorary degrees. He was cast as a figure you know, on The Simpsons, and his life was dramatized in the 2014 movie, The Theory of Everything. I mean, just what an intellectual. And Neil deGrasse Tyson is, you know, the other side of him. So he had his own tweet out. He said his passing has left an intellectual vacuum in its wake, in his wake, but it's not empty. Think of it as kind of a vacuum energy permeating the fabric of space-time that has defied measure. Stephen Hawking, RIP, 1942 to 2018. So there's going to be a lot of reaction to that. This one is from Keith, and Keith says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I feel so awful for the parents who had to bury their children as a result of that shooter in Florida. I can't imagine what that would be like for any parent. I'm a parent. I can't imagine doing that. It just makes you want to hug your children a little bit tighter, and I guess that's the good takeaway from that, but there's not much more you can take away from that that's good. And these arguments as to, excuse me, as to what should happen in classrooms, I think are just so exacerbating, but it's good that we're having them. I believe arming teachers would be completely foolish because of what it could ultimately lead to that would be disastrous. However, I think adding guards, adding more locks, adding more checkpoints, anything to keep the kids safer than they apparently are, and there's always copycats and there's so much that can happen to children, and when you hear there's an active shooter, it's got to be frightening. You know, it's interesting you say that, Keith, about the active shooter. I had a friend that was in from New York over the weekend, and I had a chance to spend some time with her and a bunch of other people, and we were by ourselves at one point just talking about, not even talking about the Florida thing, but something else about kids, I think, and that came up about the shooting eventually. And she's got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and she talked about what it was like because they had phone calls about an active shooter and how frightening that was. And she really kind of teared up to me, and I thought, wow, that's exactly it. And that turned out to be a false alarm, but imagine if it wasn't. And I think this is every parent's nightmare. So whatever you can do to alleviate the nightmare, if I'm in that school board, if I'm part of the school district, whatever, I'm figuring out ways to do that. What are the ways we can do that? Nothing's 100%, but I'll take 99.5. So there are just precautions besides drills that have to happen in these classes, in these schools. All right, here's another one. This one is from Taylor saying, "Kate, thank goodness I got out of New England for a couple of weeks. I'm originally from there, and I actually have a house up there, but I was down in Florida. Another nor'easter." Wow, that's three. "And my hometown of Boston just bombarded with blizzard conditions, and it's crazy, the power outages and the blizzard warnings. Oh, so dangerous, impossible, the travel conditions. So I'm staying in Florida for a while." That's my answer. Yeah, they said, 45 million were in the path for this nor'easter this time around. My, oh, my. Tough to get used to. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.